Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So what does it mean that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced his company will cooperate more with Congress and create new steps to prevent foreign governments from using Facebook to meddle in elections?
I wish I could tell you that we're going to be able to stop all interference, but that just wouldn't be realistic. There will always be bad actors in the world, and we can't prevent all governments from all interference. But we can make it harder. We can make it much harder.
Well, Facebook has been under scrutiny since it acknowledged that it sold ad time to 500 Russian-linked accounts during the campaign on issues that supported candidate Trump. Yesterday, the company also said it's handing over the contents of more than 3,000 ads believed to be linked to Russia's attacks on the election. Michael Regan is a senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us. And Michael, your thoughts on these announcements?
Well, it's interesting. Obviously, at first, Facebook didn't want to share a lot of detailed information. The company's policy is basically to only provide information to the government if there's a valid court order or a subpoena or a search warrant. But it clearly had a change of heart after reviewing all its legal options. And it has been providing special counsel Robert Mueller with details, as you said, on more than 3,000 political ads that were linked to Russia. And, you know, the Senate Intelligence Committee is talking about bringing in representatives of the company to discuss it further.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Facebook, like any social media company, you know, tech company, they don't like to hand over too much data. What your sense of how this is going to impact the company and its users?
Well, I think a lot depends on how regulators respond. The problem with their ad system is that it's sort of automatic. You don't have to interact with a sales rep. So as currently set up, it's easy for people to get in and place ads like this. And it also has, obviously, this very big problem with fake news. Our Bloomberg Businessweek magazine has a really interesting cover story on this whole political climate around Facebook. It talks about how there, you know, was fake news saying that the Pope had endorsed Donald Trump and that sort of thing. So it's really sort of two different problems it has to address going forward. And it's not an easy thing to solve.
As we said, Zuckerberg announced there's going to be a plan to prevent foreign governments from interfering. You know, one of the ideas would be to disclose when the ad pops up on your Facebook page, you'll have to disclose which page paid for it. So in other words, you can click through the ad and find out what.
Right. Find out who's actually paying for it, what some of their other ads are. Bringing a lot more transparency to political advertising on Facebook, much like is done on television and print ads. And the idea is at least to discourage the type of thing that appears to have happened in the last election.
Well, but how do you do that? I mean, some of these fake companies, you know, with Russian links are so buried, they're bots, how do you do that?
It's going to be a very difficult thing to do. They're talking about bringing in about 250 employees to work on this. Yeah, there's been suggestions from some people that they have humans actually read every post on the site, and that obviously would be very difficult to do. But I think, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how regulators sort of direct them and not just on this, but on antitrust issues as well.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Michael, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.